Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. Two suspects from Peck, arrested in a countywide drug investigation, have been arraigned in 73A District Court. The pair, Bocephus Perry Matthews and Alyssa Marie Van Conant, were arrested during a January 15th traffic stop at the intersection of Peck and Maple Valley Roads in Flynn Township. They were taken into custody by the Sanilac County Drug Task Force, the DTF, in connection with an investigation into illegal drug sales in Deckerville and throughout the county, according to a DTF press release. During the stop, authorities confiscated approximately 50 grams of suspected methamphetamine, additional controlled substances, and brass knuckles. Matthews and Van Conant were arraigned January 27th and are scheduled for preliminary examinations on February 3rd. Both stood mute to the charges, and the court entered pleas of not guilty on their behalf. An overnight fire destroyed the Seabowing Sportsman's Club and VFW building on Bay Street early yesterday morning. The fire was reported at approximately 1:57 a.m. Seabowing Fire Department responded and requested additional manpower shortly after arrival. Fire departments from Owendale, Unionville, Windsor, and Fairhaven were dispatched to assist. The Village of Seabowing Police Department later confirmed the loss of the building in a public statement. Images released by the department show extensive structural damage and ongoing suppression efforts. No injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A bench warrant with body bond has been issued for Shane Lee Cook Jr. after he failed to appear for a bond violation hearing yesterday. The hearing addressed an alleged bond violation from earlier this year, with the report filed Tuesday. Prosecutor Alexander Pahani requested the warrant, noting Cook's history of absconding from bond in previous cases. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach stated she had met with Cook Tuesday and informed him of the hearing, but received no response to her attempts to contact him yesterday. The court confirmed Cook's absence via security cameras and granted the prosecution's motion, ordering the bench warrant.
It's time to go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall. It's the best time to lease a brand new Chevrolet from Flannery Auto Mall. Lease a 2026 Chevy Equinox LT with all-wheel drive for only $342 per month. Enjoy the comfort and performance of Evotech's leather, heated seats and wheel, power seat, power lift gate, dual zone climate control, Chevy safety assist, rain sensing wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, and more. Or lease the only truck with best-in-class standard cargo volume, a 2026 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT with four-wheel drive for only $302 per month in the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. You get the capabilities you demand, trailering with brake controller, all-terrain tires and 20-inch aluminum wheels, and a comfort of heated seats and wheel, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, power seat, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more. And while supplies last, lease a Flannery 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LS with all-wheel drive, remote start, Apple CarPlay, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more for only $229 per month at the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall Bad Axe for details today.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
The court has granted Don Gerald Dean's application to set aside a 2015 assault conviction, acknowledging its negative impact on his career advancement and his clean record over the past decade. Judge Prill, presiding over the case, noted that the 52-year-old service technician for Goodall, a Swiss company, was prevented from moving into supervisor roles and accessing military and government installations due to that conviction. In order for him to travel to Canada for a supervisor position that they would like to offer him, it would require that the charge be dropped from his record. Dean, who previously worked for the Department of Defense in Iraq, testified that setting aside the conviction would enable him to return to helping soldiers. The court concluded that removing the conviction would allow him to be involved with military installations and assist troops, which was deemed a very important consideration. The order to set aside the conviction has been executed. And Michigan added nearly 28,000 residents in the past year, marking the fourth consecutive year of population growth, driven primarily by people moving to the state from other countries. According to a new U.S. Census Bureau estimate, the state's population reached an estimated 10,127,884 residents between July of 2024 and June of 2025. That's an increase of 27,922 people, or 0.27% from the previous year. International migration accounted for 30,706 new residents, while domestic migration added 1,796 people. The growth comes despite more deaths than births in Michigan during this period. The state recorded 104,678 deaths compared to 99,680 births. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said the positive domestic migration represents a significant shift for Michigan. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories just like these here, and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.